Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans for the cause.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So Joe Biden comes out and says, if Trump was not running for president, he's not so sure that he'd be running for president. This echoes, of course, the Biden story. You know, I knew right then I had to run. I had to stop this guy right back in 2020. Well, I don't know. Maybe Biden is trying to once again tie himself that he's coming in. He's going to make sure he's going to save everything, I guess. But he's done a pretty bad job of it so far. Welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Here we are heading into hour number three of the broadcast this morning. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the show this morning. You can also head over to my home website of kylewarrenshow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. And, of course, joining us here this morning in hour number three, of course, is Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Well, you know, these Senator Ted Cruz was really grilling the FBI chief, right, Christopher Wray, about these texts and emails and so forth. Like, I'm sitting here with my father, and, you know, he wasn't able to get too far with him because it's all an ongoing investigation. But what do you think of, what do you make of all these things, these emails?
Senator Kennedy, it was an interesting day on the Hill yesterday. But Senator Kennedy came out and said, if you knew that the laptop was real, and you do, and you saw all this other nonsense that it wasn't real, why didn't you come out and just say, hey, world, it's real? And Christopher Wray still wouldn't say, because he didn't say that it wasn't, proved that it is, but he said it's an ongoing investigation. And, I mean, they all went nuts over that. Everything that we ask you, Director, is, it's under investigations. We can't talk about active investigations.
Right. You know, it reminds me of in Raiders of the Lost Ark when they said, well, what are you doing with the Ark? Well, top people are looking at it. And Indiana Jones says, well, who? And they look back and say, top people. You know? Uh-huh. And so precisely. It's just, yeah, don't ask this question anymore.
You know, they don't even have to be rehearsed anymore or advised on how to answer questions or not, more specifically, not answer questions. They themselves are the experts at not answering questions. Never have I heard Christopher Wray be specific on anything. In fact, I would argue that he could just stay in his office or get on a plane and take an early vacation like he did the last time, and I could sit in for him, and it wouldn't be any different.
Right. So, sorry, it's an ongoing investigation. I can't answer that. Yeah.
But the other thing is that there was the House hearing, and they had the two IRS whistleblowers. And they did a email search and came up with 327 times Biden communicated by email with two of his aliases with Eric Schwerin, who is the architect, the procedures architect of the Biden Incorporated crime family. One, by using aliases. Two, on how they set up the shell companies. So remember, how many times have you discussed business with your son? I've never discussed business with my son. And he continued to repeat that. And it's just false now that, and they did a search on the metadata of the emails and found 327 email exchanges. So, I mean, it's a de facto lie. But, you know, Biden's been very good at that. But the other thing that disturbs me is the IRS had access without a search warrant to get the metadata of the email exchanges. Now, they have to get a search warrant to get to the content of the emails.
Mm-hmm.
But I had no idea where or how the IRS actually has access to email traffic.
Indeed, indeed.
That's a little terrifying to me.
Well, sure, yeah. If everything's passing through some router somewhere that can read it or make a copy of it.
Yeah, I need to think about this one here to see how that one. Now, again, they didn't have the content. But it also said this is all actually started because of the dates. This actually started before Biden became vice president. And then most of the email traffic with Eric Schwerin was about all the trips to Ukraine and that Air Force Two was used really as his own personal jet. Or wherever he was going, especially with flying to Ukraine and Mexico.
Well, that's also incredibly interesting, isn't it?
Well, so we cannot now, I mean, the other 1,000 pound elephant or gorilla in the room is Biden's not going to make any foreign trips without Obama knowing, period. So why is Obama left out of all of this?
Good question. You're right, because you're still the vice president. You're not just sort of, making up your own thing, because everything the vice president does or says reflects on the president just as a matter of course. So you'd have to understand, why is Joe Biden traveling over there? He would all
have
to be.
Well, and from a national security standpoint, from a Secret Service standpoint, from all these standpoints, you have to have coordination with the White House Travel Office and with the Obama Chief of Staff.
Indeed. For any eventuality. That's right. Denise Simon, stay right there. Folks, we're coming right back. We've got a caller holding on. And when we come back, we'll find out what they want to talk about. And continue with Denise Simon, founderstore.com. Stay right there.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We start off with two words. Made in America.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you as we continue racing through and rocketing through this Wednesday edition of the show. And we're having a lot of fun this morning, as always. Maybe a little bit more fun here, but just because it's the middle of the week, and we hope that you're having a great week, and we hope that you have some great weekend plans, and we are just really starting to go into the holiday season here. Of course, Hanukkah begins on sundown of December 7th and lasts through December 15th, I believe. And so we want to say happy Hanukkah as well. But once again, folks, so we're joined by Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Welcome again, Denise, back to the program.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, something else that's going on that I know that you wanted to mention on the program this morning is what's going on with these Ivy League administrators and so forth. I mean, they're talking about, of course, there's a lot of concern about anti-Semitism on many of these college campuses, but their reaction seems to be a little bizarre in many ways.
Bizarre is an understatement. Absolutely an understatement. These three school presidents or whatever they're called, Harvard, University, Penn University, and MIT, all of them were highly coached by their lawyers before they showed up. They're not used to this sort of thing. And, you know, when students are calling for intifada and chanting from the river to the sea, these all said, our policy is free speech and this and that, which, you know, is just a load of crap because of the people that they don't allowed to come speak, or they canceled their appearances. And this woman at Harvard, she was particularly annoying to me. And she almost had like a smirk on her face the entire time, too. She couldn't have cared less. So I would say to every Jewish student that you need to file charges against the school for being unsafe and not protecting them. And I say that because if we go back a handful of years, remember the time that a lot of these universities were offering safe spaces to students?
Oh, yeah.
Know, they had pet-a-pony parties and, you know, they could write things in chalk on buildings and sidewalks to, you know, get out their emotions and come over here. You can skip class for this and blah, 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 because you're, well, they're certainly not having safe spaces for the Jewish students. So I would be, one, asking for their tuition back and a legitimate transfer to another school. Just be done with it.
Well, right, yeah, because it is, it's just really beyond the pale. Hatred is hatred, and one of the questions that's come up, of course, is that, you know, they're also saying, well, you know, we're also going to be fighting Islamophobia, and so forth.
They were more concerned with that than
Yes. But what is the evidence here that Islamophobia, as it's termed, is the major problem here? It looks to me like people are trying to intimidate, scare, and terrorize the Jews. Yeah.
Well, that's a fact. It is happening. That is a fact. And so I would say, where is the Department of Justice? Well, that's kind of a platitude question.
Right.
The Department of Justice on all of this. But I would also look at, you know, senators and or those in the House to look at some legislation that because these three school presidents couldn't have cared less, I would be stopping any kind of government contracts that go to the school and any kind of government money that goes to the school, because they are unsafe institutions,
Well, you know, when you say that, that is, now just flip it. If this was exactly reversed, right, and there was, and again, there's no real evidence of this, but if there was this massive movement like we're seeing against the Jewish students, against Islamic students, or Arab descent students, you better believe the federal government right now would be saying, we'll pull these contracts, stuff like that.
Precisely.
Yeah.
So, and it goes way beyond the Ivy League schools. I mean, you know, you can pretty much see that they've had these protests everywhere, Tulane and whatnot. But this woman at Harvard, she refused to say that calling for the genocide of Jews is not okay.
I mean, yeah.
She refused to say it.
Yeah, how far down the rabbit hole have we gone on that? I mean, that's just way, way, way beyond. I tell you what, let's go ahead and take a quick phone call here. We've had Backgammon Bob holding on for quite some time here, so let's bring him in. Backgammon Bob, good morning. Do you have a question for Denise?
Yeah, I got three things to say about. One, about the debates. The debates have become a joke on the Republican side, and my four method I've come up with, which I mentioned earlier, is to do a 4x4, meaning each one goes one-on-one with the other one in rotation. Each candidate goes one-on-one with the other one. And since there are four of them, that would be fairly good. And also to have no sound during the debate, that they'd be totally, so that they can't hear each other in the debate. The second thing I'm going to say is that Trump should do some of his stuff like almost like an infomercial, where he has audio visual aids, boards and everything, where he can display all of his points vis-a-vis the possible tampering with the elections, the video that's available and stuff like that. And the third thing is about the FBI. The FBI has absolute power, and as we all know, absolute power breeds corruption, and absolute power is absolutely corrupt. In the United States, this is not good, but outside the United States, that's okay. In other words, they can't do this in the United States, but they can do it outside the United States. What do you think, Denise?
All right, thanks. Good question, Bob. Thanks again. Yeah, Denise, what do you think?
I think I would do this when it comes to these candidates. I would send these candidates a, on four sessions perhaps, a list of questions and have them come back by a certain date with written answers. Written answers. And then televise. You don't even have to have the candidates there. Televise their written answers. You know, DeSantis was asked this. This is his answer. Haley was asked this. This is her answer. You know, I would do it that way. So they can't springboard off of each other's, which is kind of what Becky and Bob's saying.
Yeah. Or say, I'm going to get to your question. This is what Newsom was doing the other night. I'll get to your question, but let me first say.
He never did. Exactly.
Exactly right.
So this is their, you know, 200 word answer to this question. And now it's on paper. You know, they say the written word is more powerful than the spoken. And then they can be published. The FBI. I would argue that the field office, heads of the field offices of the FBI, which, you know, report essentially directly back to the director of the FBI, are the problem. And the top floor of the bureau is the problem. We need the FBI, but we need the FBI to look more at national security items than only the cases that they feel like they can win, if you understand what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
They won't, they'll take a look at a case, and they may work it for 4 or 5 days, and then you go, you know what, this one's a little shaky, this is a little sketchy, we don't think that we can necessarily win this in a court, much less, I mean, they could probably get a plea deal, but so they'll drop it on the floor and move on. And, you know, there's a lot of, we're so out of sync with any kind of law and order, you've got to have the FBI. And I think the agents themselves are trying very hard to do good work, but their leadership often won't let them do good work, if you understand what I'm saying there.
Well, exactly, because there are these other influences, evidently, that are really having an effect.
And, you know, when Ray was questioned the second time about the laptop, he came back and he said, he injected in his answer, well, it's election season.
Right.
I don't care.
No kidding. Truth is the truth.
Well, and timing shouldn't have anything to do with it.
Indeed. Denise Simon, FoundersCo.com. We're going to come right back with more. And Neil and Henderson, hold on. We'll come to you right when we come back from the break. Thanks for holding on. Folks, 949-822-7959. That's the number. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. President Biden urged global condemnation of sexual violence by Hamas during their October 7th murderous rampage into Israel. Biden spoke about horrific reports of sexual violence by Hamas as he blamed the militant group's refusal to release female hostages for the end of the recent ceasefire. Israeli spokesperson Ilan Levy this morning, Israel time.
We will bring the Hamas October 7th rapists to justice, and we demand accountability from the international bodies that remain complicit with them through their silence.
The hunt is on for a gunman who ambushed a school police officer in Texas, shooting him in the leg. This happened outside the Northeast Early College High in Austin. School police chief Wayne Sneed.
One of our officers called out that he was taking gunfire from an individual.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
That's the telephone number if you'd like to be part of the show this morning. Kyle Warren with you, of course, and we're having a great time. A lot of great energy on the show this morning. Really appreciate that. Great calls as well. Really appreciate that. And we have a great guest as well, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And, folks, don't forget, head over to FoundersCode.com and make sure that you check out Denise's great articles and the other materials that she has over there. Welcome back, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning again. Well, as I mentioned right as we're heading to the break, we do have Neil in Henderson, Nevada, who's been holding on patiently. Let's head right over there and find out what's on Neil's mind this morning. Good morning, Neil. Welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise.
Hey.
And, hey, yes, I do have a lot on my mind.
Okay, great.
I want to, I don't have time to discuss everything I want to, but I want to target the FBI and the CIA. But before I do that, I think Liz Cheney deserves mention. Isn't it funny? She's now best friends with Rachel Maddow. Isn't that a bit humorous? To me, it's very transparent what her motivation is. She's protecting Daddy, you know. Daddy's a war criminal. George W. is a war criminal, all right? We bombed the heck out of innocent people based upon a lie that was fabricated by John Brennan and James Clapper, just to name two of the players. All right. Total fabricated lie. Those two guys I just mentioned, they need to be mentioned again because not only were they involved in the weapons of mass destruction lie, They were engineers, architects of the Russia collusion lie. It's just amazing. You can't make this stuff up. Let me move on to the FBI.
Yeah.
And I was listening to Backgammon Bob and his comment about the FBI. I have to take issue with Backgammon Bob. From my studies of the Constitution, the FBI does not have unlimited power. They don't. They are not police officers. Okay, they are chartered by Congress, and the same is true of the CIA. Their police powers are embedded in the Commerce Clause to the United States Constitution. It is only when a crime crosses state lines do they get involved in an investigation. Furthermore, they have no prosecutorial function. None. Okay? It's like, I remember James Comey was talking about Hillary Clinton. He's not a prosecutor. If the evidence is there, okay, he's got to make a recommendation for an indictment. You know, it drives me crazy. The FBI, it's just an outrage. The Biden administration has given them a budget of $11 billion. Mm-hmm. For what? They collect crime stats. Every law enforcement agency in the country is obligated to report their crime stats to the FBI. We could have a librarian at the National Archives do that. We don't need the FBI to do that. I mean, yeah, they're given resources, you know, forensic resources. But other than that, I think their powers are grossly exaggerated. And, you know, another guy is Christopher Wray. And he's along with, and let me mention Admiral Kirby, who I've gotten from a reliable source. Admiral Kirby served in the Italian Navy. He was not in the United States Navy. Whether that's true or not, maybe somebody in your audience can check that out.
Yeah, we'd be glad to check that out, yeah.
Check that little detail. I heard he was in the Italian Navy, but I don't know. Christopher Wray with Admiral Kirby. They're two guys, excellent examples. They talk a lot, and they say absolutely nothing. What's that? There's a word, obfuscation?
Yeah.
Obfuscate?
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, let's give Denise a chance to respond to some of what you're talking about and comment on it, and we appreciate the call so very much, Neil. Absolutely.
Thank you, Kyle.
All right, take care. Bye. Neil in Henderson, Nevada, everybody. Great call, and what do you think, Denise?
I don't believe, I'm going to take a little bit of exception with him. I don't believe that Liz Cheney's protecting her father at all. I think Liz Cheney has a very different agenda than anything that...
Well, maybe a third-party run in there, maybe.
Well, she's already saying that, but I would also look, too, at who her husband is. he's a lawyer, and he's, with a powerhouse law firm. So I think that she's got her own agenda, and I'm not too sure that the family is following where she's going. I'm not defending Dick Cheney by a long stretch, but I think Liz is her own person in all of this. And even with the massive loss that she had with her House seat, she just doesn't seem to care.
Right. Well, so, you know, when she says that Trump threatens democracy, is that just a shtick that she's coming up with?
Of course it is. And, you know, all these Democrats are pretty much saying the same thing. You know, I mean, they're actually going out there and media is doing the same thing, saying that, you know, Trump becomes president and he'll never leave office. We will have, you know, a president forever is what they're saying. So, I mean, it's quite ridiculous. Now, when it comes to the FBI, I'll give you a for instance. You know, we just had this U.S. diplomat that was arrested in Miami. He had been an ambassador to Bolivia and, you know, a couple other countries in his resume. And as it turns out, he had been spying for Cuba for almost 30 years. Well, I'm happy that the FBI worked the case and he got arrested and all that other kind of stuff. That's good work. However, it was 30 years. Why wasn't this cat arrested 5 years into his spying for Cuba?
Right.
So if the FBI and the IRS can have access to metadata without a search warrant on email traffic, then you know they've got exceptional power. And that, you know, that exceptional power is a double-edged sword, especially if you don't have a search warrant. Even if you have a search warrant, I think we necessarily have to challenge these judges that authorize the search warrants. I'm just really very disgusted. There was a lot of challenge yesterday about the senators to Christopher Wray about investigating Catholic churches.
Right.
Even the choir director at one of the churches. Well, it sounds terrible on its face, but to hear Christopher Wray say that there was one parishioner, apparently, that had gone sideways, and he had apparently, this parishioner had apparently made threats and had his own weapons arsenal and so forth and so on. How true that is, I don't know. I imagine there's some truth to it since, you know, this is on congressional record.
Right.
But remember, we can't lie to the FBI, but they can lie to us.
Well, sure,
and they
yeah.
do.
That's called a double standard. Yeah. To say the least.
I'm very worried. I'm worried about all of our agencies, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it isn't just the FBI. But again, we need a bureau that is protecting the homeland, protecting our rights. And we need members of Congress in both chambers to protect our rights. That's the reason that they're there, especially over in the House. That's the reason they're there, is to protect us from the tyranny of the federal government. Now, what I just said will probably, tyranny of the federal government will probably warrant a visit to my house by the FBI.
Well, let's hope not. No, I mean, you're talking about what
the first time.
Yeah, well, you're talking about what the intent of our federal government to begin with also is charged with making sure that our rights are protected as well. But it's a representative government. It's not anymore.
Well, it's just not anymore. I mean, have we had a vote on the federal government spending the kind of money they're spending on climate change? The answer to that is no.
Right. That's right. And we're going to keep spending more and more. I can imagine that. Well, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, great to talk with you this morning. And
good
we'll talk
morning.
To you again tomorrow. Take care.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Denise Simon, everybody. Founderscode.com. We're coming right back. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Great question. Where's the money? That's always a great question, isn't it? All right, welcome back at 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And if you have a question or a comment for our next guest, of course, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. And you can hear Chris right here on our flagship station of AM860, The Answer, on Saturdays at 5 a.m. Eastern Time, and then Sundays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, again, right here on AM860, The Answer. And we have a lot to talk about this morning, as always. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, first of all, we're going to have the next debate tomorrow night, or tonight, actually. It's Wednesday already. I will talk about that maybe here in a little bit. But I saw something earlier today I wanted to ask you about, and that is that according to a report, what's happening now is you have investors evidently going back to U.S. To the bond market because they're looking at what the slowdown in the economy might be faster than it's expected to be as we go into the new year. How does all that play, or how does that affect everything else?
People are expecting the Federal Reserve to be lowering rates next year because of the slowdown in the economy, which is very evident. Also had the yesterday the jobs numbers in regards to openings in the country, which dropped to a little over 8 million, which is still a lot, but still it's well off what it used to be, and it's levels we haven't seen since 2021. They also take a look at other economic numbers from manufacturing on through, so that there's some real concern out there that the economy could be facing a pretty significant slowdown next year.
Well, it does that enter into this idea of deflation as well, or is that a separate thing?
Well, I mean, deflation as a whole, many times people think it's a bad thing, and I guess with some items, it can be, a bad thing, because when you get into a deflationary spiral, and they're actually running into that right now in China when it comes to real estate, people, basically want to keep their powder dry, because why buy something today if you feel like it's going to be cheaper a month from now? Now, with everyday items, necessities, we most certainly need some deflation in regards to prices that are coming down, the things that we buy every single day, that you have to buy. That would be beneficial because, again, that's what's really weighing on the consumer right now more than anything else. But you get into a deflationary spiral when it's all items. People are saying to themselves, well, guess what? I'm not going to buy because it's just going to keeps getting cheaper, and that can spiral out of control.
Indeed. Well, no, that's really very interesting indeed. So, but again, sort of getting back to this notion of the economy is going to slow down, is that going to be directly related to the interest rates, or is that the anticipation of interest rates coming down?
No, I think the Federal Reserve, when they see the economy slow and try to, stave off what they might need, a wider recession, stimulate growth back, and again, in the economy, they'll look to make money a little bit cheaper again. So I think that's the overall desire and the idea from the Fed.
And then when that happens, I mean, at least in terms of homeowners across the country, they'll see that as well. I can either sell or buy a new home. But at the same time, they can also refinance or try to pull money out to do improvements, that kind of thing. And then that has across-the-board effect for contractors, materials, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. It does. It makes things cheaper. Again, I think they're going to try to hold off as long as they can to try to get a lot of the garbage out of the system and try to, kind of almost like force liquidate a lot of companies that, are only alive because of cheap money. That's something that needs to happen. And again, people don't like the idea of companies going out of business, but if the only way you're going to stay afloat is because you have access to cheap money, eventually what you are basically is a zombie company. You're walking dead, so to speak, and I think we still have a lot of zombies that are out there.
Very interesting indeed, because I like the way that you put that. In other words, they're not being self-sustaining. They're not going to prosper even in some worse times, for example, because they have to keep getting these influxes of cash.
Well, yeah, I mean, and that can lead to really weak economic growth, and we've had a lot of that. People will argue that, like I said, since the late 1990s and the policies by the Fed have allowed for a lot of these weaker companies and weaker investment cycles to propagate, whether it be the cheap money and the run-up in the real estate crisis, whether it be the whole dot-com fiasco. There's a lot of things that we can take a look at with, cheap money can be dangerous, and when money is not priced accordingly and access to that. So, again, that's stuff that we're still working through at this point in time because of the long period of time when money was so inexpensive. So, yeah, zombie companies need to go.
Indeed, indeed. Well, I tell you what, let's turn over to politics here because we got the fourth GOP debate coming up. There'll be four on the stage. Are you going to be there with popcorn and cheese puffs or something? Are they kind of going to tune this one out, do you think?
I don't know. Again, it's that new news network. I think maybe a little bit more difficult for people to find that News Nation is hosting it. And again, I don't know. Usually the first one, I think, is the most watched, but at least for the primary the debates. But, I'm gonna watch a little bit to see what it's going to be handled. I think it's just four up there on the stage at this point in time.
Right.
Again, you know, yeah, it's a shame Donald Trump doesn't want to participate in this. And again, it strikes me as a bit odd. But, you know, that they've been kind of predicting, okay, because Nikki Haley surged, you're going to have to go after her. I don't think you need to go after anybody. I just, you know, that's the thing that I don't understand. That's what the media does. They like to turn things into a bloody boxing match. It's not a debate. They're going after somebody. You're trying to showcase, you know, your ideas and why your ideas are better. And I'd much rather see the focus on that than stupid one-liners and looking to get at somebody.
Well, indeed. In fact, as you talked about going after Nikki Haley in an opposite sense here, there's a headline that says the Home Depot co-founder is just getting ready, just about ready, to start backing Nikki Haley in a big way, evidently. So it seems like some of this big money is starting to coalesce, at least in the sense that they're kind of picking her, perhaps as their standard bearer, and it must drive the other candidates just up the wall.
Again, you know, I don't give a lot of credence to what the media is saying, because again, they have a grand desire to turn a horse race into everything, and it sometimes it ends up reading more like a tabloid or gossip rather than actual news. So I kind of wait and see when it comes to the politics and the stories of the day. Again, I don't put a lot of faith in this stuff. You got the candidates that got PR people and various different ways that can, you know, reporters that they like to go to. The whole thing's a bit of a circus, as far as I'm concerned. I think it needs to be cleaned up.
Well, yeah, I really tend to agree. And, you know, some of the calls we've had and some of the people have talked to me, you know, the people are kind of, they don't like this format. As you were just saying, yeah, they become like the one-liners and so forth, that it's kind of like, okay, and where's the next zinger coming from? But that's not a policy, and that's not a good way of evaluating a candidate and what their real perspective might be on some of these really important issues. And Trump was on with Sean Hannity, seemed to do pretty well in the sense of that of a one-on-one, but there is no, you know, crossfire going on, basically. But some people out there, they would really like to see candidates, you know, just be able to answer the question without being interrupted, for one thing.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, as I said, that's a, you know, a true type of a debate that you would have. Like I said, you talk about certain issues and you want to go out there and you want to, you know, explain why your ideas are superior to somebody else and why things should be done a certain way and what you're planning on doing. That's, you know, to me, that's much better. We had those rules in college when we were running each other at our, you know, back in the fraternity days. You could never say anything bad about your fraternity brother, and you know we're all Americans here. You don't have to say anything bad about anybody. You just got to go up there and explain why your ideas are better.
I like that approach. Yeah, I like that approach a lot, and hopefully some of that is going to get through in the debate. But Chris Markowski, watchdogonwallstreet.com. That's the website, folks, and you can hear him right here on AM 860. We're going to talk to you again tomorrow morning, sir.
You got it. Have a good one.
Take care. Thanks. All right, Chris Markowski, everybody. And we're going to head up to the top of the hour news right now. We're coming back with hour number 4, and we're going to be talking with Patrick Hyland and Brandon Rimes at the bottom of the hour. So stay right there. We're coming right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.